We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Thank you both. Thursday morning, September 22nd, 6:38, 22 until 7, and we are joined by Mike Strain, our friend, Commissioner, Louisiana Department of Agriculture and Forestry. We love having him on. Very positive guy. Very knowledgeable guy, too. So if you have any questions or comments about agriculture or forestry or growing stuff, 504-260-1870, and I'll pass them along. How you doing, Mike?
Man, I am doing absolutely great. How you like this weather?
I hate it. It's too hot.
Oh, well, that's okay. That's okay, but it's drying up. Yeah. So, you know, in the afternoons, you know, once it cools off, we have a few more days. Have you ever seen it get to 99 or 100 at the end of September?
I have not, and I hope I don't see it today.
Well, maybe not today here, but in North Louisiana, we're getting some warm days, but I tell you what, it's helping the harvest. It's
really?
It's drying up absolutely. The corn and the beans and the fields are dry, and they are rocking and rolling. We're going to have most of the harvest done, you know, for our corn and our beans in about the next 8 days. So that's very good. It's drying up those sugarcane fields because we're going to start grinding, you know, at the end of this week, and that will run, you know, through December, maybe early January. But this dry weather now is really good for harvest because the crops have to dry down because, you know, when you get your corn and your beans and your other crops and your rice, moisture content is one of the things that if it's too high, the farmers actually get docked for it because they have to put it into dryers to dry it so that the grains will maintain and you can get them, you know, onto ships.
Hey, how concerned are the sugarcane farmers with this Invest 98? Still a long way out. Nobody's going to know anything, no matter what you see on social media, until early next week. But in anticipation, just in case, do the sugarcane farmers speed up anything? Can they speed up anything? Or is everything going at full gun and you just got to hope for the best?
Well, if anything, they'll speed up and finish planting. They were delayed planting because it was too wet. They will speed that up. Now, if it comes in, it could delay firing up the mills for grinding if it's too wet. And so that could have an effect on delaying the start of harvest season. The big concern is that if you do have a hurricane, we do have those high winds, it can push the sugarcane towards the ground. It's called lodging. And so what happens is that when you go in and start harvesting, it takes a lot longer to harvest because the machines have to literally, you know, pull that up from lower by the ground. And it also robs sugar, takes the plant sugar energy to reach back up towards the sun, and it could affect the harvest in that way. So we really need this storm not to come. We're going to say a lot of prayers. We don't need that anywhere in Louisiana. We need a break, and I think we all need to pray together. And look, I'm feeling positive that it's not going to come.
I am too, Mike.
But I'm a positive guy.
Yeah, I am too. I'm feeling positive as well. But there's nothing they can do. They can't go any quicker, right? I mean, they're going at full capacity now.
They cannot go in any quicker. And they can't, you know, if anything, it would delay the harvest if it hits us. And it could be as much as a few days to a week because you can get disruptions in the entire supply chain. And then that would delay it, and then that would put us in later in January and harvest.
No. We don't want any of that. Yeah. Stay positive. Yeah, nothing's going to happen. 6:42, we'll pick it up here. We come back. Mike Strain, boy, it's got to be terrible if you think about it to have all of that dependent on something that you can't control. Mike Strain, Commissioner, Louisiana Department of Agriculture and Forestry. More with him when we come back, 504-260-1870. If you have any questions, then again, I guess really if you think about it, are any of us really in control of that much of anything? Back in a flash, WWL. 646, 14 before 7, Tommy Tucker, WWL, on this Thursday morning, September 22nd, first day of fall. Well, I guess the autumnal equinox. Mike Strain, Commissioner, Louisiana Department of Agriculture and Forestry, who joins us now. I guess first day, but not the first full day, right? It happens this evening?
What?
The equinox.
Yes, the equinox will probably be this afternoon. But you know what? It's a great time. Now it's time to really focus on tailgating and on barbecues. Now is the time, and it's going to be great, right? LSU is going to, you know, win. The Saints going to do better. Look, we got some celebrating to do. And, of course, now is the time. We've got some wonderful products out there. Yesterday I was with Kuzan's Barbecue, and you talk about a wonderful product, and it's by Eddie Bunch, and it's a real success story. It was a barber that served the community there in Marrero for 30 years and started cooking for people, you know, after the hurricanes, and now has developed a barbecue business.
And where is this, Mike?
In Marrero.
And what's the name of it?
Kuzan's.
Okay.
Kuzan's. Kuzan's.
All right.
And you talk about and fun. So we were out there yesterday at Kuzan's Barbecue, and he does catering. But he started developing his own spices. So he's got Bayou Sweet Heat, Chocolate Rub, Poultry Pleasure. And he did just cooked all these wonderful things for us yesterday. And he had a peach cobbler dressed chicken. Now, I've never had that before. And you talk about unbelievable. But those are those certified Louisiana products. And so, you know, a little business that started there at his barber shop, because, you know, the barbers know everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And now he's developed the catering business. It just shows you what you can do here in Louisiana. And the business is growing tremendously. And so when you start, you know, your tailgate, look out and find those certified Louisiana products. We got so many spices and rubs and products. Bring flavor with you. And I can tell you, it's an incredible experience.
That's a takeout restaurant, Mike?
No, they do catering.
Catering,
you can look them up on it. Yeah, they do catering, but you can find their products in your restaurants, and also we're hoping to get it into grocery stores. Kuzan's, and it's like, because it's his cousins all together. So they call themselves Kuzan's, and it's incredible new flavors.
I'm a West Banker. I was going to head over there today for lunch. Tell me about the garden, if you plan on putting a fall garden in. Too late for that with the heat or not? And does that change anything as far as what you're putting in?
Well, I think you still got more time, and there's many different products you can put in until you get into October, specifically when you start looking at broccoli, cabbage, you know, cauliflower. Of course, you can plant as well, onions. And so when you start looking at collard greens, mustard greens, so there's a lot of things that you can still do. And you have the vegetable planting guide. You can still plant spinach, and you can download that at the LSU Vegetable Planting Guide. This would be a great weekend to get that done. We've had enough dry weather, but you really, and when you get into about the middle of October, you're running out of time. So now is the last couple of weeks to get it done. And if you can, get plants versus seeds and put that in the ground. But you will be amazed how much broccoli and how much cauliflower you can grow, plus greens. Greens are the easiest thing to do, you know, because you scatter them and you smooth that into the soil, and they're extremely, you know, bountiful. If you like turnip greens, you know, collard greens, and you can produce a massive amount of food going through fall and into early winter.
All right, quick break. We come back. You can address this question, Mike. I have seen several places still selling burled crawfish. I don't even remember this in September in my 53 years on this planet. What gives? Maybe it's because of the temperatures. I don't know. We'll find out. We come back. 651, 9 till 7. Traffic now, WWL. 656 and a half, Tommy Tucker, WWL. Boy, I gotta tell you, with no disrespect to anybody else, Mike Strain, Louisiana Commissioner of Agriculture and Forestry. I love talking to you on Thursday mornings because you are so positive. The listeners are texting in that same exact thing. Let's talk about somebody talking about boiled crawfish available at this time of year. Somebody else texted in individual quick frozen boiled crawfish from China. Could that be it? Give me your thoughts on all of that. I'll just say this. If you got an American flag in front of your house and you're buying, I don't mean to drag you down this hole, Mike, but if you got an American flag in front of your house and you're buying food from China, I think you better look again at what patriotism means. That's just my opinion. The floor is yours, sir.
We passed a law a number of years ago that says ask before you eat, where's my seafood come from? If it says crawfish, shrimp, or catfish on the menu, that means it must be domestic. In other words, from the United States. Mm-hmm. And so we do have Riceland crawfish here in Louisiana that has a steamed, flash frozen crawfish. It's in 3-pound bags, and it was designed to have it for tailgating and for other functions this time of year. Mm-hmm. You take them and you steam them, and they're almost as good as you fresh boiled. I mean, it's unbelievable, and they do a tremendous amount. They built a new facility. I was there, you know, a little over a year ago, so it could be Riceland. Also, there you could get crawfish this time of year from California. It is not impossible to get Louisiana crawfish, especially if you're catching them out of the basin this time of year. They would not be that plentiful. They would probably be a lot more expensive because this is not the normal season. Normally, we get into, you know, November. We start seeing some Louisiana crawfish, but they could be Riceland. Now, could they be from China? Yes, they could, and that's why you need to ask before you eat. But we do have Louisiana crawfish, Riceland crawfish, 3-pound bags, and all you have to do is steam them, and you would in your mind thinking that you were having a crawfish boil in May. So they're very, very, very good. We're going to have a really good crawfish season this year because, you know, our rice is doing very well. And when you start looking at our rice and what's going on in the basin, so I think we're going to have a good season.
Let me get a question real quick. You had 20 seconds to answer. I have an avocado that has sprouted. Ask Mike if I can plant that now.
Well, what I would do with that avocado, I would go ahead and put it, and if you plant it, but do it inside, grow it in a pot. I would not put it outside because the avocados, depending on where you live. Now, where you live, Tommy, it's a little bit better. We are raising avocados there in Plaquemines and Parish. Mm-hmm. But if you're anywhere north of that, you need to go ahead and put it in a pot, put it inside a greenhouse, and I'd let that stem get probably an inch and a half. And you're really going to have to protect that avocado until it gets big enough, depending where you're at. They are sensitive, and to me, they're as sensitive as citrus trees when you're trying to grow them. So the same way you would handle your citrus, I would do with that avocado, but I would keep it inside.
Thank you, Mike. We got it. Appreciate your time. Back in a flash, WWL.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.